And hands go round, and the train is bound to roll where the tracks do lay. Roll where the tracks do lay.
That's Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards, the title track to their brand new CD that they call Grain by Grain. And Nick Noble of WICN references Mark Manuel and Rayanne Richards as clearly inheritors of a timeless legacy, creating music that is both original and evocative of a rich tradition. And it just shines throughout this whole album. And Mark Manuel, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. Thanks for giving me a call.
Oh, you bet. Well, we're excited to have you here with us on the phone to tell us about this new release and your performance tomorrow evening and the adventures that you have throughout the summer months. So where do we start?
Yeah, we're going to be really busy, I think, starting this Saturday.
Yes. Well, let's start with that. You're going to be at John Henry's Hammer. You're actually part of a lineup and celebrating the release of your brand new album, Grain by Grain. And really, this is just some wonderful work, beautifully produced. And tell us about the release and how it came about and performers and all that.
Well, we, Rayanne and I started recording an album with a good friend of ours, Kyle Schwarzwelder, right outside Philadelphia. And we started in April of last year by recording most of the album just between the two of us, between Rayanne and I. Mm-hmm. We spent most of the time between then and now adding our studio musicians, Doug Williamson and Peter Hart, and also a good friend of ours, Zach Cyrus, who's an upright bass player for a trio that Rayanne and I belong in called The Accident, The Limit of the World. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice to be able to work with Zach again, really nice to be able to work together with Kyle, who we've made a bunch of cover recordings over the years while on vacations and things, but this was our first working together in a co-producer role type situation. But we're both really happy about how the album came out, and we're going to be showcasing it for the first time in entirety, all the songs on the album, this Saturday at John Henry's Hammer.
Excellent. Boy, folks are truly in for a treat. Now, I first became aware of you two as you almost literally stumbled into the studios of WCUW during one of your walking tours. Never heard of you prior to this, and I have to tell you, I was just a little taken back by this approach to sharing music. Tell us what this is about.
Yeah, so as soon as we're done with our album release concerts throughout the months of April and May, we're going to be, this June will be the seventh year that Rayanne and I organize a string of community concerts and walk to every one of them, celebrating the arts in the towns that we visit across Massachusetts, and we call it the Massachusetts Walking Tour. And every year, it's our pleasure to put on concerts that showcase local talent, local artists, and also help raise awareness of green spaces and trails across the state in the towns that we visit. And we certainly do walk to every one of the concerts with our fellow musicians, and probably about 8 to maybe 15 miles a day, and we carry everything, our instruments included, on our back. And, you know, it started out as sort of a boon, you know, sort of like what's the hardest way we can think to tour this summer? Let's do this. And it ended up being really supported by not only the local cultural councils across the state, but also trails organizations had sort of latched on to us a little bit because they found out that we were walking and they wanted us to walk on their trails and visit towns along their trails. And
mm-hmm.
They also wanted to bring arts and culture to towns along their trails to help raise awareness and just enjoy the green spaces and the recreational areas in our state. So, I mean, it seemed like a good partnership, and we've had a strong partnership there since, I think, about 2011 when we did the Mid-State Trail the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mark Mandeville with me here on the Jukebox of Americana, again performing tomorrow evening with Rayanne Richards, celebrating the release of Grain by Grain. That is just, that's just amazing. This one thing that you've probably popped into your head one night, said, hey, let's try this. And look how it's evolved into just, it's mushroomed into a whole scene within its own right. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've visited over 70 towns so far, and it's our goal to do these concerts and walk to every town in Massachusetts. So it's going to be a while, and I think my biggest fear is that we're doing it in such an unorganized fashion that the last couple of years we're going to be walking quite distances in between towns, because we're not doing this in any logistical fashion here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like connecting the dots those last few years, you know?
Sure.
But other than that, I think it's been really great. And we're really super thankful this year, actually, because of where we're going to be holding the walking tour this year, which is actually Cape Cod and towns along the South Coast Bikeway. So we're going to be walking from around P-Town to New Bedford, Swansea area. Because that area is so competitive grant-wise for cultural events throughout the summer and throughout the year, we fell short with our funding this year and actually had to do our first ever public fundraiser, which we were sort of almost didn't want to do because Rayanne and I are the type of people that never want to ask too much of our fans and our friends and things like that. And we kind of just want them to buy our music and enjoy what we're doing.
Sure.
But we were encouraged to do it, the fundraiser, and we've raised quite a bit of money. And there's a lot of fans and friends out there that really jumped at the chance to support the Mass Walking Tour and be part of what we were doing. And we really appreciate that.
Excellent. Mark Mandeville, are you maintaining a blog or something as you do these walks?
People have said that we should probably write a book eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe over time we're going to have enough experiences that that would make a really nice read, but right now we're so immersed in just the fact of doing it.
Sure.
You know, I think next year we're going to be doing a lot of centennial walk. Thoreau had, you know, celebrating areas in Massachusetts that Thoreau had walked. And I think about some things that he had written about, you know, saying, you know, you can't write about the experiences that you're having while you're doing the experiences. It doesn't make any sense. You know,
sure.
You're either doing one or the other. So I think there will be plenty of time to reflect on years you're putting in later.
Well, this is one good thing with you folks is you're young. You have a lot of...
If you say so.
You have a lot of time ahead of you.
We're putting a lot of mileage on, Troy.
There we go. Mark Mandeville with Rayanne Richards again performing tomorrow evening. And forgive me, you know, I don't have all the info in front of me. I should have the poster, of course, in front of me, and I don't. But tell us about the rest of the evening tomorrow.
Well, we're going to be enthusiastically joined by some friends of ours from Worcester. So we are going to have the Hip Swayers, Tone Dave, and I hope their lap steel player sits in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Smith and Ryder, which is a good friend of ours, wanted to jump on this bill as well. So it's just going to be a lot of friends, a lot of good people at this concert. And doors are at 7 o'clock. The show is going to start promptly at 7:30. John Henry's Hammer, which is 90 Main Street in Worcester at the First Unitarian Church.
Excellent. And I know she's not with us on the phone, but I really want to just accolades to Rayanne Richards and her involvement with this release. She just shines throughout. And I have to tell you, every time I hear that clarinet kick in, it just melts my heart.
We're both very, very happy with the way this album turned out. And yeah, she's otherwise busy this morning, but I'm sure she's listening in where she is. But we're very happy with the way it turned out. And again, we worked with good people on this album, as always. And everybody involved is... We're just really extremely happy with the way the album turned out, and it's going to be a wonderful experience for us to share it with people over the next few years, let alone the next 2 months of these shows.
Sure. So we have it in the deck, and we've sampled the title track already. And actually, I did play earlier on Across the Morning. Beautiful piece of work there. Do you want to choose something else from the release? Maybe set it up for us as we come out of this chit chat.
Well, if you'd like, because you had mentioned the clarinet before, if you want one of Rayanne's favorite songs that she enjoys playing, is a song called Worn Down that features her clarinet. And it's a song that we wrote just after attending a lot of... we've been going to these folk music conferences across the Northeast We'll be featuring another one this May down in North Carolina. And they're sort of, you know, like networking events for 4-day-long galas at a hotel conference center usually where, you know, you stay up all late hours of the night and it's basically like 24/7 schmoozing, which is not my expertise or fun happy place to be. But it's extremely helpful in regards to our careers.
It sure is.
And we meet a lot of really great people. And needless to say, it's an extremely tiring experience. So we wrote a song called Worn Down after experiencing our first time at one of those conferences, and Rand has an extraordinarily wonderful clarinet solo.
Well, it's good to go to those conferences. Actually, I've gone to several myself, actually on the scouting end, so you definitely want to be there for these, and you're going to have some good luck at them as you are out there with this release for sure. Mark Mandeville, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here to let us know about this release and the show tomorrow evening and sharing your experiences that are coming up this summer. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate the time.
All right. Here's Mark Mandeville and Rayon Richards from the Grain by Grain, just a lovely release, and Worn Down.
Been a long, long